Praise be to God.
Amen.
We are happy that the Lord has given us yet another Sunday morning to come together, praise Him, honor Him, and especially listen to His word. Today, we have Nadeni Sunday with us, and we have been working with a team. I want to request the mission team to be upstanding. Where are you, mission team? Mission team. Elias and Elder is there. Elder Mushangi, are you there? Yes. So this is the team that we've been working with throughout this week. We have visited various hospitals. We have encouraged people of God. We have enlarged God's kingdom. We have fulfilled the great commission of go ye into the world. So we have gone to the world. Although we have been within Nairobi, we want to thank God that He has taken care of us. As we went to encourage the sick people, we encourage those that were very frustrated by the situations in this life, and we give all glory to God. Praise be to God. I am Dorcas Kamau, and today Christ is Lord and Savior of my soul. He has appointed me today to be your speaker, and so I'm standing in God's presence to bring in the good news of freedom from captivity, breaking the chains of captivity through Jesus Christ. Can we all say amen? Amen. We are breaking the chains of captivity through Jesus Christ, because by our own selves, by our own strength, our own knowledge, our own wisdom, it's nothing. But with God, with Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, we are able to break. If we are able to surrender our lives and even our captivity to Him, our chains, whatever has bowed us down, if we take it to Jesus Christ, He releases us from all those bondages. Let us pray. Ever-loving Father, we are coming to you this morning to honor you. You have given us time to come together. You have given us time to listen to your word. Speak to us, Father. We are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am going to speak about breaking the chains of captivity through Jesus Christ. And we have our program, the program that we have been following. And the program is so clear that there are so many captivities that we have. And when we are talking about captivity, what are we talking about? We are talking about the various things that have really put us down, the various things that are making us not fit into the group that is called the group of believers, the group of the people who are saved, the group of people who are known by God by their names. Praise be to God. And so this morning, as we think about the things that have imprisoned us, the things that have trapped us, the things that cannot make us think well, the things that cannot make us fulfill the purpose for which God created us, the things that prevent us doing the things the way we are expected to do. If you are a worker, you're not working according to God's expectations. If you are a parent, you are not fulfilling your purpose as a parent. If you are a child, you are not fulfilling what is the expectations from your community or from your family. All those things that are putting us down, they are what we are calling chains of captivity. Some of them we are aware of, some of them we are not aware. They just happen to be within us. You don't know why you are not doing one thing or the other, but there is something that is putting you down. There is something that has gotten into you. There is something that has bound you together. There is a chain of things. Sometimes you don't have one thing that is making you a captive. It is not one thing. It is a chain of things. It is a list of things. It is something that you really don't know, that you cannot understand. It is something that maybe your friend has pointed out. It is something that maybe someone has really spoken to you very openly, but you feel you are unable to run away from it. You are feeling that you are unable to get out of it. Praise be to God. And so we are going to look at how we need to get out of those things that have made us captive, how we get out of those things that have trapped us, how we get those things that have, let me use the common one today, that have been like addiction to us. We are addicted to things, and the things that I'm mentioning, they are wholesomely called by the name sins. Praise the Lord. We are talking about sins. How do you get out of sins? How do you get out of that thing, that which is holding you back? How do you get out of the something that is preventing you enjoy your life? Because sin is something that makes us, we are unable to enjoy life. We are unable to even appreciate God. We are unable even to appreciate the blessings, the so many blessings that God has bestowed upon us. And so, this morning, as we may think about the things that have trapped us, you know yourself. Because you cannot hide anything from you. You cannot hide anything from God, because He knows you to the depth of your heart. God knows you, so you cannot hide anything. Even if you are not aware that something is pulling you down, something has trapped you, something has imprisoned you. You are in a cage. When we visit the animal orphanage, we see animals that have been caged. Those animals do not have the freedom to move out. So even you, there could be something that has put you in a cage. You're unable to move out. You're unable to fulfill God's purpose. You're unable to do things in an open way, in a free way. You feel like you are bound. You feel like you are tied. You feel like there are some chains. Some of us, I don't know how many of us have ever served a jail term. How many here? Could there be anyone who has served a jail term? Hey, could there be anyone? Okay. The silence, I don't know what silence means. I don't know. I cannot interpret the silence at this time. And especially speaking of such a key thing that happens to some of our friends, some of our relatives. But I want us to imagine someone who is in prison. You have no freedom of your own. They tell you, do this, you do this. They tell you, go there, you go there. They tell you, stand, you stand. They tell you, sit, you sit. So you do not have your own freedom. I want us to imagine that situation of someone who is having a jail term, who is in prison. That is how sin ensnares us. We are unable to get out. We are unable to move. We are unable to even do the mission work that we are talking about. And so, there are all human beings desire to be free. It is our desire that we want to be free. We want to walk. Even children, and especially at the age of teenage, children want their independence. Children want their independence. They want their freedom. And sometimes they may even tell you, "Mom, Dad, I'm no longer a child. I am. Can you release me to go and see my friends? Can you release me to stand on my own?" Because it is the desire of every human being to stand in freedom, to walk in freedom. But unfortunately, there are some things that are in us that are making us, they are limiting our freedom. They are limiting God's purpose. They are limiting our mission on this earth. Can you make a list, a quick list of the things that you feel are just holding you captive? You're just in captivity. Can you make a list mentally? Make it. Maybe your age, you are feeling, "I wish I was young, I could jump." What were you doing when you are young? "I wish I was old, I could do this or two things." Wait until you are old, then you can do the things that you feel may be done by the adults. Some of us are saying, "I wish I was educated, I could do one or two, three things." And some of us maybe could be saying, "I wish I was this or that." Our wishes. And then someone said, "If wishes were horses, beggars would ride." But what I'm saying is, there are things that you know, there are things that you don't know, that are holding you captive. Some of them are emotional things. Some of them are emotional things. Maybe you lost a dear one. You have not been able to release him or her. Maybe you lost a workmate. You have not been able to release. You have not been able to get out of it. Maybe there is a sickness that is holding you. You are saying, I wish I was healthy. And those that are healthy, there are so many wishes that they have. But what I'm saying is, you can make a list of things that are holding you captive. But today, Our God is promising freedom. Our God is promising the way to break from all those chains of captivity. Are we together, my dear brethren? Some of us have been in addiction of one thing or the other. The alcohol, the smoking, the drugs of addiction, fear. We have even things like greed. We have even things like, if we may go through our program here, our director is talking about captivity of religiosity. Are you so religious such that you have become a captive? And he's even connecting it to the Israelites. He's talking about captivity of greed. It is greed that has made us captives in this nation, because everyone is so selfish. You want to put everything upon yourself. The captivity of general ignorance. The captivity of general ignorance. I understand when we got the freedom or we gained our independence, three key things were being fought: ignorance, poverty, and disease. So far, my dear brethren, have we been able to fight the three? Have we been able to fight the three? No, because we are still captives. We are still captives because of some people are so selfish. Some people are so greedy. Some people cannot satisfy. They are like holes that are never full. They are like holes. They have holes in them that can never be filled by anything. They can never be satisfied. So they are just captives. They are captives. So captivity of greed, captivity of general ignorance. You are ignorant. And one someone said, ignorance is not an excuse. It should not be an excuse. So if you are ignorant of this or the other thing, if you are ignorant that there are some people who are suffering, they are captives they are caged in some things, then if you are ignorant, don't give that as an excuse. May God expose you. May God give you eyes. May God give you spiritual eyes that you could see. And he's also talking about captivity of fear. Some of us are, they fear so much, even fearing the unknown. Some are fearing the unknown. And so, I don't know what you can talk about as your chain of captivity. You have a chain of captivity. What are you captive of? What has held you? What is holding you? Why are you not standing firmly? Why are you not declaring, standing on the promises of God? Because we should stand on the promises of God and leave all those things that are holding us captives. We leave them apart. We leave them away. We have just been set apart by God. And therefore, the Bible, from the first book to the last book, the whole story is talking about freedom from captivity. Freedom from captivity. Breaking the chains of captivity. The first instance that we have read in the Bible, in the book of Exodus, we see the children of God, the chosen race, which we are today. The children of God, the chosen race, they were captives in Egypt. But God, at his own time, decided that he was going to release them out of captivity. Are we together, my dear brethren? God, at his own time, is going to release you if you surrender to him at his own appointed time, at his own divine time, at his own moment, at his own time, he's going to release you. Because even the Israelites, the Bible has recorded that they were captives for 430 years. But when God's time came, they were released. They were released. They were taken to freedom. And they went marching in the wilderness until those that God desired inherited the promised land, that is the land of Canaan. Praise be to God. And so today, God is looking at you and he sees the captivity that you are in. Whatever, even if it is hopelessness, even if it is those desires, those negative desires, because you are desiring in a negative way. It is not God's intention that you have one or two things. But what we are saying is, the Bible has the theme of deliverance. The Bible has the theme of freedom. And this freedom comes only in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise be to God. So, this morning, I am going to dwell on four A's. On four A's, in the breaking of the chains of captivity through Jesus Christ. Four A's. When I do the four A's, then I'll be done. When I do the four A's, I'll be done. Number one. We have to acknowledge that we are captives, that we have a chain of captivity in us. You have to acknowledge. You have to accept. You have to admit. And you admit within yourself and say, yes, I am a captive. The Bible in 1 John says, if we claim not to have sins, the word of truth is not in us. So if you are not a captive of one, you are a captive of the other. If you are not a captive in this, you are a captive in this. If you are not imprisoned in one, you are imprisoned in the other. If this is not trapping you, the other one is trapping you. And today you can declare before God, if you are very sincere before God, you can tell him, God, I acknowledge that I have sinned. I acknowledge that this is my body. I acknowledge that this one has imprisoned me. Whatever you claim that is putting you down, take it to Jesus. Acknowledge, admit, praise the Lord. We acknowledge that we are sinners. We acknowledge that we are captives. We acknowledge that we are not doing the right things. We acknowledge that we have sins that have ensnared us for a very long time. Praise the Lord. Can I go to the second A? Yes. The second A is be accountable. Be accountable. Be accountable. Take responsibility. Avoid the blame game. Avoid the blame game. I am drinking, and especially those that take alcohol, those that are drug addicts, they give a very good reason. They say, I take this substance because my parents do not understand me. I take this because my wife is noisy. Wives will always be noisy. Husbands, wives will always be noisy. Take responsibility of your life. I am doing this as a wife. You know, I do this because my husband does not listen to me. Most of the wives here, husbands will not change their personality today. They are not changing. Husbands, are you near changing? No. Men will be like that. Men will be like that. So take responsibility. Try to change where you are. Get out of that captivity. Break that chain. Stand before God and tell him, God, may you change. May you change the situation. And he's definitely going to do that. So be accountable. Be accountable. Hold yourself accountable. Because if you start like the Garden of Eden, Adam, why have you done this? It is the wife you gave me. The wife, why have you done this? It is the snake that you created. And then the snake, you give reasons. Be accountable. Be accountable. You are accountable, you'll be able to get, you'll be able to release, God will release you out of the bondage, out of the captivity, because God is a just God. He's a just judge. He's not like the way we see things moving on in our country. Then, can I go to the third one? The third one is adapt to the situation of freedom. Try to forget so that you adapt yourself. You behave like you are free. You behave like you are free. I love listening to people who are serving a jail term. And then they are looking forward to the day when they get their freedom. Can you look forward to that day when you're going to be released out of what is making you a captive? Praise the Lord. Out of what is making you accountable. Out of what is making you a captive. So change. Change, adapt to that new situation. And then number four, I see you are together. We are together. We are together. Thank you so much for that. A number four, allow God to work in you. Allow him to work on you. To work on you. This is calling for total. Open your heart. Open your eyes. Open, open, open. open. Mention whatever is holding you, that you cannot stand firm, that you are full of shame. You know, some of these chains that we have to break, they make us feel like we have done so much. We have killed. In my language, they say it is as if you are thrown a stone into a prison, into a police station, or you have tampered with the police. And you know, when you tamper with the police in the negative, they just rub you, and they rub you very roughly. I remember when the late Honorable Mishuki was alive, he used to say, "When you rattle, a snake. When you rattle, a snake." So sometimes we rattle snakes, and then when we rattle them, when we joke around with them, what do they do? They bite. Allow God to uplift you. Allow God to release you. For He is saying, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll set you free. Take my yoke, for my yoke is light." Break the chains. Do not live on that captivity. Do not get around. Do not get around it. Mention it to God. Allow God to work on you. Because when you allow God to work on you, you walk in freedom. Look at what Isaiah 61, and Jesus used it in Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. He's saying, "I have come to release those that are imprisoned out of their captivity." Out of their captivity. Isaiah 61, verse 1, which is just narrating how Jesus came to give us freedom. Then, why are you still in the trap? Why are you still going round as a captive when Jesus has come to give you freedom? And the word in John is reminding us that when the Son of God releases you, you are free indeed. You are free indeed. So I'm wondering, why are you moving round and round in your trap? Why are you imprisoned? Why is that thing really silencing you? It is telling you, no, it is not yet time. Jesus is calling. He says, I have come so that you may have life and have it in full. And the life that he's promising it is not a short-lived time. It is a life from eternity to eternity. So it is upon you to make a choice. Are you ready now to declare before God and God's people that you want to be free? There are so many things that are putting you down. You have listed them. Even as I continue, you are listing them. You are pointing 1, 2, 3, 10 things. You are mentioning them before God. And God, Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Redeemer, the Restorer, He restores you. He breaks the chains. Look at what happened to Paul and Silas. Look at those doors opening. Look at those chains. Look at the things that God just released His people from. He was even using some miracles so that His people could be released. Those that were blind, those that were bowed in death, He was able to call them. Even you, God is not yet done with you. He is looking at you. He wants you to surrender yourself to Him. He wants you to allow Him to work on you. Because to God, whatever is chaining you, whatever captivity you are in, whatever has made you a captive, it is nothing before God. It is nothing before God. So I want to request. If you feel you want to release yourself to God and something is pushing you down, something is pulling you down, can you raise your hand, mention it before God, and then He's going to release you. Anyone who feels like, okay, this thing, it has really tormented me. It has taken me up. It has taken me down. It has taken me to the right. It has taken me to the left. I do not know where I am. I am not settled. Mention it before God. Mention it before God. Come to Him. Come to Him. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Because if you delay, tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow is not yours. Your only time is now. That is what the Bible says in Corinthians, that this is the day of salvation. This is the day to break all those chains of captivity, and we may rise up and be able to walk in the light of God. Because if you do not walk in the light of God, you are going to walk in the darkness. And when you walk in darkness, you may not even know where you are going. So if there are any prayer items, raise up your hand so that we pray together. If there are any prayer items, anything that you would like us to pray for, raise up your hand so that as, yes, several hands are being raised. Yes, my dear brethren, just raise up your hand. And if you feel that you want Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the world, to release you out of captivity, to break the chains that have held you for so long, you may be upstanding. Thank you for those hands. Thank you for those hearts. One person is standing. I don't know whether he's coming here or the child is disturbing. Okay. Let us pray. Ever-loving Father, thank you for speaking to us this morning.